Yes, indeed, they did, O'Shane. It was 1-10 to 1-1. 9 points between the sides at halftime. But Clonmacnoise really came back in the second half here. Sean McGarvey, John Fitzgerald, Martin Maguire rose high and certainly stood out for Clonmacnoise, who really made a... Certainly, given that they were down to 14 men after just 7 minutes into the second half, when Kieran McGeady, their corner forward, who had been playing very well in the opening few seconds of that first or second period, got his great red card. Not sure what it's for. Seemed to be an off-the-ball late challenge on Keelan and McFadden. Clonmacnoise were down by 10 points at that stage. Neil Gallagher and Michael Murphy had opened the scoring in the second half to stretch Glenswellie out to 1-12 to 1-2. But a John Fitzgerald goal before half-time. Remember, Clonmacnoise had only scored one other point in the first half as Glenswellie played some champagne football in that opening 30 minutes or so. Kevin Mulhern on 20 minutes was the only score until in the first minute of injury time, John Fitzgerald found a lapse in the Glenswellie defence to slot past Philip O'Donnell. Just 9 points between the sides at half time, and certainly Michael Lynch must have got his side really revved up for the second half at half time. Lee O'Brien, Sean Maguire, as I said, and Martin Maguire added points, and they reduced the margin to just a single point before Michael Murphy stepped up in the closing minutes with two late points. John McGarvey had the final save from a free 2 minutes into additional time, but it wasn't enough as Glenswellie held on. Michael Murphy went off injured later on. Speaking to Eddie or Brendan Walsh, the manager afterwards, he feels it's possibly a dead leg, not too serious to hope to have him for next weekend. But a cracking game. Glenswellie played some brilliant football in the first half as Michael Murphy and Gary McFadden scored points as well. So too did Cathal Gallagher, and big Neil Gallagher played particularly well in the middle of the field, where Keelan Kelly also mopped up around the half-back line and got forward for a couple of scores as well. Glenswellie certainly looked pretty good in that opening period, and they led by 1-10 to 1 point before John Fitzgerald got that goal that gave Clonmacnoise some heart going in at half-time. Certainly an interesting second half here, but Glenswellie maintained their winning ways, and that's now three straight wins in a row, and that takes them up to 6 points in the league table. Final score here in Parknieff, Columba: Glenswellie a goal and 14, Clonmacnoise 1-13.